Gamers Haven Podcast is proud to present Pathfinder, The Revenge of Westwind Falls. 50 years ago, the dwarven keep of Westwind Falls was attacked. A small group of dwarves were the only known survivors. Now that they're all grown up, it's time for them to find out who destroyed their ancestral home and get revenge for Westwind Falls. FRP Games is an online retailer specializing in all aspects of your tabletop gaming needs. Whether it's RPGs, dice, war games, or computer games, FRP Games has a wide selection of products. They offer overstock items where you can pick up all kinds of gaming gear ranging from 30% off all the way up to 90% off the retail price. Through our website, you'll be directed to their weekly new products, eBay auctions, or you can even buy your special gaming someone a gift certificate. FRP Games is an authorized Wizards of the Coast retailer and for 10 years has been committed to providing each customer with the highest standard of customer service possible. Visit our website for instant access to FRP Games inventory of thousands of unique gaming items.
This is the Vorpal Network.
This is Ethan with the Gamers Haven Podcast, and I'm here to tell you about CantCon. For those of us who can't con, there's CantCon. CantCon will be held at the Johnson County Community College Regnier Center in Overland Park, Kansas, in the Capitol Federal Conference Room on July 9th through the 11th between 8 a.m. and 10 p.m. There will be RPG events, board game events, card game events, miniatures games, as well as open gaming tables for impromptu sessions. Pre-registration is open currently, and if you pre-register, you'll receive an additional chance to win swag at CantCon. We have over $2,500 worth of prizes to give away over the course of the convention, and we hope to give it all away. In addition, if you pre-register, you can get a 3-day pass for only $25. If you're only interested in coming one day at a time, you can for only $10 a day. There will be registration available at the door, but you'll have less of a chance to win free prizes that way. Join us at Johnson County Community College for CantCon on July 9th through the 11th, from beginning at 8 a.m. daily. Visit www.cantcon.com for more information.
Appointment scheduled for yesterday.
There you go.
Oh, I need to look for that. Sorry.
That's okay.
I completely forgot about it.
You might have some super glue. Let me just put them together real quick and at least because I can't find my back.
What are they made out of?
Plastic.
Cement in the car. I don't know if that would work.
I would prefer not to smell rubber cement all day. One little drop of super glue.
Okay.
We'll hold them.
As you're getting close towards the end of your shift, you see a man walking up.
Okay. What were we doing?
We were getting ready to go to the bridge to rescue,
yes.
Quote unquote.
Yes. Okay, thank you. I just needed that little memory.
Stupid guy's daughter.
And we've already picked up all our stuff from the house.
What you needed, yeah. For the I don't know if you guys were going to go back or not.
Right, because we were thinking we probably wouldn't be back. Okay. So we were camping or something and okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay, so I see what now?
You see a man in probably, it's like meager gray clothes. He's wearing kind of like he looks just like very plain, like gray pants, gray shirt, and like a gray, like long sleeve shirt over top of it.
Hmm.
He's just walking up.
Who am I next to?
Not sure. You're going to have to tell me how you guys were laying.
How are we laying?
I don't know. I'm probably on the opposite side of the fire from you.
Okay.
And we're probably on either side.
See Daddy?
Well, I'm going to...
Yeah.
I'm going to just ease over to Fungar and just, like, nudge him, trying to wake him up.
No, that's Baby Weston.
He disappears.
Fantastic. And I go,
he credited on his stealth check.
The guy?
Yeah.
Okay.
Fantastic.
Okay, but do I need to roll perception to see if I woke up?
I'm going to assume you woke up. Because like, you were on first watch, Amy? Yeah.
Yes. No, so I'm on second watch.
Except.
I'm on second watch.
Okay. Yeah. Anyway, I'm gonna assume you woke up. You weren't getting a whole lot. You weren't getting very good value of sleep anyway.
Okay. So I just want to say, hey, fucker, just saw this guy walking down the road and he disappeared.
That's weird.
Yeah, I know. So just so we know.
Now you can roll a perception check to see if you spot him.
Matt.
Yes, still have sleep in your eyes.
Is he hiding behind a rock?
No.
13.
You still have sleep in your eyes. You don't see anything. In fact, you think your brother is a little crazy at this point.
Wow.
What? Well. Oh. When I was in the shower last night, the water's real. It's almost like seawater right now because the salt tank is full of water. So, I mean, it sat there and dissolved and dissolved and dissolved. So, it's going to take a while to get that out of there. But. Okay.
Okay, so I mean, are you just going to stand there and like wait and see if he shows back up?
Mm hmm. I'm going back. Back to where I was sitting. And,
So now that but you're awake, what are you doing?
I'll be kind of high alert, you know?
Okay.
Just sort of.
High alert as well.
So you've woken up and you're like.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. My computer won't start. That's fantastic. Okay. A few minutes pass. Roll another perception check. Yeah, both of you, if you're both still awake.
17.
6.
He popped out right in front of you.
Like, right in front of me?
Right in front of you. Like, okay, tell me how you envision the surrounding area looking.
I'm assuming we have a fire.
Right, so there's a fire where the hairbrush is.
Okay, so there's a fire where the hairbrush is. Let's say.
I'm where the voice recorder is.
He's there.
Okay. Just so we don't have to move that.
That's me. That's Fungar. And this is.
I'm much more comfortable with them on.
Falkira.
Okay.
Falkira, whatever. Falkira.
So, what is the outside your perimeter looking like?
I'm assuming we're not in the town anymore.
No.
So, I'm assuming probably.
The road?
Yeah, well, yeah, like. You know, trees on at least one side. I don't know which one, but...
Okay, well, for keepsake, we'll say that this is the tree side.
Okay.
He pops out right on your, what would be your left shoulder.
Right here? Behind me or in front of me?
So you can see him.
Okay. So I'm going to reel and go, whoa, whoa! What's up, old man?
He says I'm old.
Okay.
What's up, man?
What, can we help you?
Well, no, I think Zachariah sent me to help you, actually. He heard about some little incident you had in a bar before you left town, and he got extremely worried about you. Since you are trying to be his daughter's keeper at this point.
Kill him.
Okay.
I assume you don't say that aloud.
No. Not at all.
Can I roll a perception check to see if I've heard any of this?
I'm gonna. You can, Aaron, if you want to, you can roll a perception check to see if any of this.
I'm at a minus 10 because I'm asleep, right?
Yeah.
All right. So that means I get a
and you'll be at
minus
10
one
as well.
I get a 1. I stay asleep.
20.
Yeah,
minus
you woke 10? Up. You heard this.
At a minus 10?
Yeah, because you're asleep.
I was like, dang.
I'm gonna say you needed a 12 to wake up.
Want me to
Okay.
Where'd Major go?
I assure you, I'm here to do you no harm. And, I mean, unless you start doing his daughter harm, and then it's just not going to be a good situation.
Okay. Sense motive. Yeah. Uh-huh. 28.
He looks at you, and you look at him, and you guys, and you think he's honestly there from Jacariah, and you think he's telling you everything that, you know, he's telling you the truth of everything that you've asked for at this point.
Okay.
But you haven't asked him much.
Wow. I'll go get the glue in just a minute.
Your shirt there.
That was fantastic.
Like Charlie Sheen in the Major League movies.
Yeah.
Alright.
Let's find him.
You guys weren't that easy to find, if that helps you out. I mean, I had to work to find you.
Oh, good. Good.
And from his appearance, I mean, he's got a little, like, cross-shoulder knapsack that he carries here. He's not carrying any weapons.
Okay.
He looks rail thin. He's a human, but he looks like... I mean, he looks extremely, like, almost sickly thin.
Yes. I see he's hungry.
I'm asleep.
French fries? I don't want them all.
It's 10:30 in the morning.
Exactly.
Fried potato, what?
It's just like breakfast potatoes, but deep fried.
Yeah. Put a little sriracha on those, you'd be good to go.
So, how much longer is your guard duty on before we can get started?
I said we wanted you to come with us.
Well, you see, we really don't have an option. I'm along to help to secure his daughter.
Alright, well, why don't you, What have I got, like, maybe 2 hours, 1 hour, 3 hours?
It's up to you. Well, I said towards the end of your post, so, I mean, how long are you assuming your shifts are?
I figured, like, 3 or 4 hours?
3 or 4 hours.
3 or 4 hours, so.
I'd say there's about an hour and a half.
An hour and a half, okay. So I'm going to why don't you sit down, take a rest, take a nap.
I don't say that I pace.
Okay.
And
he just starts pacing.
You got your book?
All
right. He, like, talks to himself a little bit. He's kind of... You get the... Off of your sense mode, and you kind of get the idea he's a little psychotic, too.
Okay.
He's like... Oh. And he's just pacing back and forth. Okay. Back and forth.
So,
you guys can, after this dialogue, roll a perception of -8.
So I'm
You're aiming for a 12.
That would be... A 5.
Nope.
So,
okay.
So I'm gonna ask him. So you work for Jacariah?
Well,
or are you a hired?
Some people call me his best soldier. Then he just starts basing him.
Best soldier.
What do other people call you?
The peddler.
It's a peddler, right? Not peddler. Okay.
P-E-D-D-L-E-R.
So is Jacariah as big a jerk to you as he is to everybody else?
That's really his personality. Once he warms up to you, I mean, it's all lovable kitten sort of stuff. And then,
hey. Okay, so he's pretty loyal to this guy. That's in my head.
Good morning.
Roll stealth and see if he heard you. No,
crap, my thoughts are leaking again.
Plug that hole in your brain. Arr.
So.
Okay. Alright, well, I'm just gonna.
At this point, he's already starting to wear a dirt
track
around. Probably between you and Fungar, as it's set up there, there's already a visible worn track.
Nice. This is Alan. Yeah, I'm thinking that we should. I don't want to attack him by myself.
But you really want to attack him?
But I do, yeah. Because he's too loyal to this fella. But if it's just me and you, I don't know.
You guys haven't talked to him at all. I mean, other than asking him how he feels about being alive.
Well, that's all I need to know.
I'm going to
We do have a plot going to kidnap his niece or whatever.
His daughter.
Daughter, okay.
I'm gonna yell.
Oh no.
Hey you guys, wake up. We have company.
Minus three.
Yeah.
Got it.
Oh yeah, definitely got it that time.
You're welcome.
See him. Telekinetic fist.
He goes like this. Misses.
I have. Don't I get to roll an attack?
Well, you can. I'm pretty sure he's going to miss.
His touch AC can't be that high.
40-12.
40-12?
All right. That's a 15 to touch.
Okay, you hit him. He comes up to you.
It's 6 points of damage.
Okay.
Nice. That was a good one.
That was. It's the best I can roll.
It comes up to you, and what's your
armor class? Oh, my CMB? Oh, my CMD. My defense is 17.
He easily jumps on top of you and says, now that wasn't very nice.
Who
and
the hell
have to
are
keep
you?
Keep it up again. I'm a messenger from Zachariah, you see? And as he's on you, roll a perception check.
Where's Daddy's big dice?
Hi.
Somewhere
in the room. Let's go find the Daddy's big blue dice.
10. I rolled a 1.
You feel an immense heat pouring off of his body as he's on top of you.
He's straddling me, and I feel an immense heat.
Well, it's coming out of his hands and any time and anywhere that his bare skin is exposed.
And the tip of his penis.
Anywhere that his bare skin, so his feet and his hands, you are feeling heat to the factor that if you feel like if he stays on you much longer, he's going to start giving you damage just
right.
By holding you down.
All right, so I...
And he says, now that was not very nice.
She startled me. She startled me awake. Apologies. He startled me awake. I get him confused.
Yeah.
Okay. And then he just jumps off of you. And he said, now I hope that that's not going to happen from the rest of your party.
I'm the only one that can do that.
That's good. He reaches into his pack, pulls out a potion, downs it.
Cure.
Right.
Ooh.
So now we're all awake. Are we going to go?
We're going to eat breakfast.
I was going to say, I'm going to look around and ask these
Well, you
guys.
Do look like you would be the hungry sort. Here! And he reaches into his pack, and he pulls out this loaf of bread and says, break bread?
I'm on a low-carb diet.
And he just takes
I'm not.
Anybody else, he breaks off the bottom and tosses it out.
I take it, I tear off a huge chunk for myself, and then a smaller chunk I hand to Strop.
Nice.
So. Are you hungry as well? What is your name?
Volcara.
Okay, so he reaches in and pulls out another small piece of bread and tosses it to you.
Thanks.
Would you like some?
I'm good.
Okay.
Thank you, though.
And
then he starts pacing again.
No. No to the roast of mustard.
I'm sorry, what was his name?
Let's see, I just got a...
We don't have a name.
What's your name?
No, she asked. Oh. They call him the peddler.
Oh, that's right.
I just got 23 on my survival check. I pull up a muskrat. I just, like, stabbed it with a dagger.
And then he reaches over to it, he sees what you're doing, and he goes, and he cooks it, and hands it to you. There you go.
Sweet.
Can you give me my muskrat?
I'm sitting here like this.
Yeah.
Next to where I had the muskrat impaled, and now my dagger has...
Him? Is that what you're
yeah.
asking?
Has smoke and grease pouring off of it, and I'm just standing here.
You see... I have some abilities. And then he walks over and he says, I'm the peddler.
Volcara.
And you start feeling heat. Immense heat.
That's pretty cool. How'd you learn to do that?
Well, you see, it's just one of those things that sort of happens naturally in a man's life.
No,
and
then he goes,
sure.
Are you going to do menopause?
Menopause. Hot flashes. That's a 19 of points.
You feel that he's gotten the power through... somewhere in his line, he's merged with almost a fire elemental.
Okay.
Fire gonna.
Right.
No, he's a human.
Who messed with my numbers?
Nobody. You did.
She's got a 94 and search.
You leveled up.
These aren't my ratings.
Yeah, they are.
No, it's not.
Where?
You guys were supposed to level up, maybe they can help you.
The 3's on my ratings. The 7's on my rating.
Well, what level are you guys?
2, I think.
Yeah, level 2.
Yeah.
Yeah, these are my numbers, but what
the
hell?
Are they accurate?
I don't know.
Do the math.
I don't know.
Just add up across the room. Mm.
Yes.
Okay, if they're accurate, then that's all that matters.
Yeah.
They were just added up wrong. I probably had your sheet at some point in time or game day.
It's not my writing, but... probably yours.
It looks like
Jeremy
the Browns fan's writing.
Oh, my writing.
Yes, Jeremy's writing.
Yeah.
Sorry, somebody touched my paper.
All good. Okay, so...
Somebody touched my paper.
Edler starts making toast for himself. He gets tired of just the regular bread.
And I have not had a chance to listen through the previous sessions, so I still don't quite know how much loot we have.
Okay.
Unless you, I don't know if you had
a
chance to
I haven't
okay.
had a chance to look right. through it. I mean, if we come across something and you guys are like, I wonder if we have enough money to buy it.
We probably do.
I'll roll a percentage.
Okay.
And we'll find out.
That's
you
fine.
Know, if you have it with you or if you left it in the somewhere or whatever.
I know how much money I have. I don't know how much money everyone else has.
Right. So, are you guys ready?
Have we taken an hour to memorize spells?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you have to memorize? Oh, are you saying that in-game or out of game? Are you saying, like,
I need an hour to memorize spells.
Oh, that's fine.
Spells in this one?
No.
Never mind, psych out.
Do, though. Unless you memorize them when you woke up.
Well, I was probably doing that on my watch.
Well, you need an hour dedicated to...
Yeah, you can't be doing anything else.
To meditate. Am I making
Now, I've been wondering about this. I have an hour that I need for my wizard spells and an hour that I need for my druid spells. Do they have to be two separate hours?
We'll say an hour and a half.
Okay.
That makes
good sense. So, yeah, I pull out my spell book and I start leafing through it, and then I, you know, sit and study the grass or something. I'm not sure what... Something druid. Actually, I probably
Your
just
dog?
Start playing with my dog.
Probably.
So.
Peddler switches places and starts wearing a new groove because he's already about an inch deep into a path.
Wow.
He's barefoot too. I don't know if you
get a booty. There
caught
you
that when he was on top of.
Probably not. I probably missed that. Salient
point. Well, as we were talking, you were feeling heat from your legs.
Oh, right. Gotcha.
And you notice, and as the peddler's walking back and forth, he's like, ugh. And you hear him carrying on a conversation with himself.
Listen, check.
You're such a happy man.
Okay, roll it.
Isn't it so nice to have
perception?
Yeah. What?
It's so nice to have
8.
It sounds like mumbles.
Excuse that.
You catch a few intelligible words like,
and that.
They say I'm crazy, walking back and forth. That's all you really catch, stuff like that.
This guy is a little bit on the creepy side.
Yeah. So, I'm gonna ask him.
What was your name?
Baron.
Baron?
Yes.
It's a good name. I like that.
Well, thank you. How would you feel about making some extra money?
Well, I'm listening, of course, but we'll see.
It might require you...
Krog, right?
Krag.
It might require you to...
What are you...
Remain loyal to us.
What are you...
Well, see, I don't know how I feel about... Well, loyal to you in what respect?
I'm shooting you a warning look from across the fire. But I'm not saying anything.
Well, I'm not saying outside here. I'm putting my feelers out to see if he wants to help us, and if not, we're just gonna try and.
He is a fire man.
He's a
fire.
I've got to pee.
What'd you say? You gonna pee on him?
Yeah.
Steal my ideas.
Pee on.
No.
Yeah. Anyway, okay.
I'm gonna choke you out.
Well, so you started to say he walks over and puts his arm around you.
Ow! Fire!
And you start feeling it.
Okay.
Do
So what is this proposition you have?
Well, we were on a mission.
We're on a mission.
Yes.
Obviously, you're on a mission. You're here to get his daughter back.
We were considering changing the plan slightly.
Ooh. Take a point of damage.
This sucks.
Where's my pencil?
There's calcium in this water.
Oh, thank you.
Sorry. 2%. I'm a happy girl.
Why are you burning me?
Oh, I'm sorry. And he whipped his arm off of you. He just...
Thank you.
Oh, okay.
All right. So basically... Oh, hold on. Let me see.
It used to be a use of a skill. It may require a feat that I don't have. I can't remember what it is. That allowed you to get a sense of someone else's general amount of power. Like, in-game terms, sort of figure out what level they are, basically. Yeah, I think it's in Pathfinder, but I can't remember. I'm just trying to look and see, because I'm trying to get an idea if I can figure out how, you know, whether or not we should mess with this guy or not.
Right.
I'm thinking we should not.
I'm thinking... You know.
Even Craig is thinking we should not.
I'm thinking TPK, baby. TPK all the way.
I don't get it.
Total party kill. Oh.
Yeah, like, when you go like this. Do.
You know what?
Aaron usually does.
You go,
everybody, jump!
Everybody lock hands and drink the Kool-Aid.
I'm going this way! Oh, there's 800 people waiting to kill me.
Oh,
you know what?
Snap.
I've done it twice, haven't I? Yeah. First time.
The first time, divine intervention. The second time, blindness.
Sorry.
Yeah.
But the thing is, the second time everyone agreed, yes, we're jumping, we're all going to jump together, so.
Right.
Yeah, the first time.
That wasn't, it was just your idea, it wasn't necessarily your fault.
We were upstairs, did we agree to that? Probably.
Probably we did.
Probably. And then said, yeah.
Yeah.
And then said, yeah.
I'm trying to decide what I want to do.
Well, at this point, you guys have been just looking at each other for like 30 seconds. And he's like, got anything else? What's his plan? You started talking about a plan, then you stopped talking about a plan. I'm a little confused. I'm a little wondering what's going on. And then he starts pacing.
We need to keep him watch guard. He's got all right.
Can we say that our time for spells is...
Absolutely.
Okay. Why don't we just go and rescue the daughter?
Princess Fiona or whatever her name is?
Princess Fiona is exactly her name.
Alright, let's do that.
Right, the peddler man thing. You with the pacing.
Peddler,
yes. We're ready to go, I think.
Fantastic!
Yes.
And then he just starts walking.
Right, so it's that way then.
Yeah, I mean, he's been around, so he knows where this bridge is. He knows.
After him, I guess. Mommy's upstairs.
Where's Sissy?
Yeah, so we,
Question.
We go.
Yes. Where's Sissy? Is she flying?
Whee! I'm assuming that we're all casting each other weird looks, because now then...
Not weird looks so much as, well, the plan is not going to go plan.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, because, I'm not messing with this guy. You guys, I mean, we're only distant blood relatives, so I'm not going to stop you if you decide to. But as for me and mine, I'm going
to
try and sit. Stay on whatever passes for this guy's good side.
Do you think that's funny?
What's he doing?
Feeling me
up. You guys like games? And he slows down and turns around.
What kind of game?
Well, see, I was thinking about this game once called I Spy, right? You're walking through the forest, and you just look for things, and then he turns around and starts pacing. In place, waiting on you guys to catch up, because he's gotten a little bit farther ahead. I assume, otherwise he heard the, I'm not going to mess with this guy.
Right.
So, he turns around and starts pacing and like back and forth along this little trail that he's making.
Okay, so we'll walk up. So, what do you spy?
Well, I don't know. And he turns around and starts walking again.
This is your game.
What game?
Oh my gosh.
It's Dory.
Just keep pacing, just keep pacing. La 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 la. I love to pace.
We have found Dory.
And so he turns around and then he starts walking back up the path. A few minutes later, I spy something red.
Perception check. I got a 14.
18.
What's around that's red?
I see a bird flying by.
Red bird?
Yeah.
Okay.
Right, is it a red bird? Yes!
And he turns around and just keeps walking. Your turn!
I spy with me for an eye. Something strange.
Me! I win! My turn!
Wrong!
Oh.
Good, you gotta look.
Oh.
What?
Oh. Probably oh. It would say
oh, what did we
16.
Do?
16. Nope.
Okay.
It'd be a DC 20 to spot the strange.
So he turns around and he starts walking again. Strange. Looking around like this. I mean, you
hungry?
See his head like flipping back and forth at like a pretty alarming pace, like he's going to get
Craig,
motion sickness.
And Craig just sort of nods to himself, like.
But I mean, he's still looking into
yes.
it, so you get the idea that he's.
Wow.
I don't like this game. And then he keeps walking. He quits looking.
Wow.
You, if you turn around, you see Craig chuckling to himself.
Ooh.
I can't attack him, but I can mess with him. All right. So, how far away is the bridge?
You get the sense it's or.
Heather, how far away is this bridge?
About an hour.
Right
at my pace.
So then an hour and 20 minutes for us.
Probably.
Okay. Right. Okay, so, I mean, unless there's anything else going on, I'm just going to...
He gets 30, 40 feet ahead of you guys and stops and paces.
How fast does he walk? Because I walk 30 feet.
That's right, you do have...
I have barbarian.
Yeah, but he's probably walking, like...
With a purpose.
Yeah.
Well, he walks 50 feet around.
Like... Speed walking.
He's like level 43.
Yeah, he's level 1630.
1630?
He has 20 levels of every class in existence. He has every prestige class known to man, and he is 4,000 years old.
He's scary as hell.
He turns around, doesn't answer death.
He's like,
no!
Put that away, my mother's watching!
What?
So,
I'm so confused.
You need to wake up.
I'm awake. It's not.
Oh, wait.
Today.
Yeah, who's in the back? Very back.
Yo.
Roll perception.
That's a 20.
Alright.
Perception's plus 9.
With the path that he's making, it just took a turn like this and
mm-hmm.
he just kept on going. You see, as he turns off over here, you see what looks like a bugbear.
How far away is it?
Probably about 60 feet off into the woods.
You're just an eye spy.
Right. Pepper!
He looks back at you.
I spy with me, dwarf and I, something big and hairy.
And it's not me.
Ach, and it's not me. Or Fungar.
He turns around. And
the fire brush.
He starts looking a little bit. He's a little distraught with this game now. He's kind of like, And then he looks off into the woods, and he sees the bugbear. Goes, what are we going to do? Looks at you guys.
Let's go talk to it.
Can't talk to bugbears.
Why not?
That's stupid.
They speak languages, don't they?
Bugbearian.
Where am I? Except that I don't speak any languages that a bugbear speaks, so it kind of puts that out, doesn't it?
That might be why he said you don't speak to bugbears, because right. He may not either.
Fair enough. Well, let's just wait and see if it comes closer, and if it does...
It looks over, and it looks at you guys.
I wait.
And then starts in a charge. And you get the idea he'll be there in about another 12 seconds.
I'm in a rage.
Right. Should we go to initiative then?
This character's much more fun. Shoot.
What?
This character's much more fun.
More fun
since though? I have a plus to dex and strength, and I have a base attack bonus.
Well, then the other.
Yeah, I'm like, I get to add something? What?
I'm thinking I might move it to the medium XP progression, just because.
I got nothing. Nothing.
No, you do. It's just.
No, I really don't. Plus zero will be nothing.
Well, that's just your initiative modifier. That
and my base attack bonus, and my strength, and my
dex.
I just like doing that because I'm doing it.
Yes, but you have spells.
I have seven.
Okay, so what'd you get?
18. And Falkara got a 19.
9.
Baron. Fungar.
9.
What?
It's so nice I get to add things to it.
Whose dex is higher?
I've got a plus 3.
I rolled an 8. What do you want?
Okay. So
you got a 19 on your initiative. I just rolled it for you. So.
Do you know what we're doing?
Attacking a bugbear. A bugbear is charging us.
Okay. So the bugbear is charging you. Peddler looks at you guys, and he takes off into the woods. He starts, he's sprinting like it's his job.
Away.
At the bugbear.
We said into the woods. I didn't know he was like.
He gets about 5 feet away, jumps into the air, and jumps on top of the bugbear. And just starts wailing on his head.
So he's a monk too? That's
right. And just starts wailing on his head. And.
Is it us?
Could you check everyone out? Could you burp? Want some calcium water?
And the peddler just wails on him. He's like, wham, wham, wham. And then the bugbear's sitting there, and he stops his sprint. They're no longer running. And then that ends his turn. So it is now Falkara's turn.
Great. I guess I'll fire my
Do you have precise shot?
I don't think she'd care if she hit him.
That's true. Never mind.
No.
Hey boys.
19.
How's your lows?
What? Pick one. Higher low.
High.
You shoot the bugbear.
It was when you hit him.
Roll your damage.
Oh, good.
No.
I'm gonna come on the seat. Okay. Hold on.
Thank you. Is that
1d10. This one? No, it's
12.
This one.
What are you shooting him with? A heavy crossbow?
Yeah.
Okay.
6.
And the bugbear falls.
Sweet!
Where'd you go, baby? That's my turn.
I was just going to hold my action.
I was going to go up and try to hit the bugbear.
I thought about that, but...
Let me go get that glue real quick.
Oh, thanks.
The peddler jumps off of the corpse.
There's...
The bugbear's dead.
Oh, and
it dropped. Yeah.
I'm sorry. I didn't realize. I'm sorry. Thank you. apologize.
The bugbear, the peddler grabs the arrow that's in the bugbear's head, because when the arrow went in, it went right through the bugbear's eye.
Yeah.
And then stopped, probably, it didn't go all the way through his head, but it went in pretty deep, because you ended him. Peddler grabs the arrow, pulls it out, and then puts it under his arm. Starts walking back to you. Here you go. Or the bolt.
It's a bolt. It's a crossbow.
We'll say it was taken out enough that he could grab it.
And it's a shorter arrow. Yeah.
Thank you.
You're absolutely welcome. Let's go.
I'm going to take a small detour over to Bugbear's corpse. And
I'm wiping that on the grass and cleaning it off.
That is a 22. Plus 9 perception check.
Well, no, I hit my thing and it's coming off to another page.
I'm plus 8.
That sounds familiar, doesn't it, Amy?
I just keep rolling low. Yeah. When Amy was the murder of the PDF.
Hey, maybe there's a different PDF reader you could use. Fire up a web browser real quick.
You have Jack Truck?
It's a Pez Jack Truck.
Where's Jack Truck?
He doesn't know it's a Pez, so.
Cool.
Sweet.
Really.
Alright.
Alright, he's carrying. The bumper is carrying a pretty large shield.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it's obviously too large for you to use,
right,
or even contemplate using.
Just so you know, as I walk over, I'm going to detect magic.
That's fine.
Alright, so I've got that going on.
You don't get anything magical.
Okay.
He's got all very mundane stuff.
I can use it at will, so why not? You know?
Right. He's got all very mundane stuff, and the shield looks like it's been beat up before. He's got a dagger.
Uh-huh.
For him, it would be a dagger. It's really a short sword for
most
people. And he's got a mace.
Who do you call him?
Oh, yeah, who do you call him?
You get looking in one of his pouches.
No.
Yep.
And he's
got... Is that Nana?
It's
Peter. Are you calling Peter?
I
Hello, Peter.
I walk up to Baron, and I hand him the copper. I'm like, here. Yeah, that's on.
He also had a flask, but and it was you. I don't know if you open it. It smells like musty mud water almost.
Bah.
Sorry, just a second. Say
hello. Is that my mom?
Hello. Sorry, the young one is talking to Grandma.
Leo? Leo?
Grandma can
say
really well.
Say good morning, Grandma.
Morning.
Say good morning. Look over.
Now he's like, I got drunk.
So he gives you 20 copper to throw into
the He really wanted to talk to Grandma and Peter. So we had to call.
Hello.
Okay.
Detect magic?
Like,
it's like, sending off super sirens with the guy, the other guy?
With the pepper? Yeah. Is it still on when you walk back over?
Yeah, I mean, it's concentration to maintain.
He has some magic on.
Okay. I sort of just stay behind him. And, so I'll get Strengths of Auras in the second round and then Schools.
I mean, you...
So...
The magic that you're getting off of him is basically centered on his pack.
Okay.
It's a cool pie.
I mean, other than that, you're not getting anything from him.
Okay.
I think Sissy wanted to talk to Grandma, too.
Okay, well then, once I find that, I'm like, yeah, I'm not gonna... If I'm not gonna mess with him, I'm not gonna try and take anything from his pack,
so...
Right.
Let's change your diaper, girl. It might help.
I guess we'll say, all right, let's...
Let's continue on. We're about 20 minutes from the bridge.
Let's carry on.
Or
35. Say hi?
Say hi?
Did you find a seat?
It bonds in 10 seconds.
Oh, okay.
So. Okay, so
yeah, following
as you guys get up close to the bridge, roll. I mean, what are you? Are you going to try and sneak in?
I walk up behind the peddler and slow him, try and slow his roll. Like it, and
he
I
for a second. Oh,
we want to sort of see what's going on before we.
Good
walk
idea.
In. Yeah, kid, why don't you?
He whispered that back at you.
Right.
Why don't you? Oh, are you here. All done?
And I sort of like knock his knees so he can crouch down. I know you don't sit.
I love you, Grandma.
But you can kneel.
I'll go that way. And then he gets up and turns around and walks backward.
No, it's Grandma.
I thought I was annoying. All right. So, perception checks to see what's going down, I guess. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
that
so you gotta like
is 27. Yeah.
You did say
with those checks, you obviously see the bridge, okay?
Oh,
it is, it's probably not 100 feet wide, like Shaq or I mentioned, but you know, you get the idea he doesn't leave the kingdom much, or the city much.
Oh,
and
no.
There is, the bridge is probably closer to 60 feet wide.
Okay.
And
well,
it's probably 150 feet long. It crosses, like, I mean, you're obviously not close enough to see what it crosses, but you get, you see a drop-off, and you see a drop-off. Okay? So that's what you see off of that. The men, all right, there are
bye.
A total of, let's see, 27. Yeah, you see the other side of the bridge as well. You see four hobgoblins on that side of the bridge. They look like they're not really well equipped for battle, but they look more like just enforcer bodies, essentially.
Okay.
And then you see four hobgoblins closest to you.
Huh?
Towards the middle end, or the middle of the bridge, you see a total of eight more guys. And they look a lot more well equipped for battle.
Okay.
You also see a centaur tied up.
What's that? Sorry.
Man horse.
Okay.
Horse body, upper torso.
You see a centaur who has been, he doesn't look like he's been injured, but he is definitely like, you see a rope tied up over his back. You see two ropes tied up over his back, holding his legs like in a sleeping bent position for a horse.
Mm-hmm.
He is tied to the bridge.
Okay.
You also see two. You can't get the idea. You can't see what I mean race they are, but you see two other men who are tied up beside the centaur.
Yeah.
And then you see a woman tied up beside the centaur as well.
Okay, so we see four prisoners, two men,
you see
a centaur,
four prisoners,
and a
yes.
All right. And so there are a total of eight other
there
guards?
There are eight guards surrounding them.
Okay.
And then there are eight on the outside of the
four
bridge.
Four on each side.
Okay.
Come here.
So, and are the group where they're tied up, are they in the middle of the bridge?
They're close to the middle.
Okay.
I mean,
and how long is the bridge? It was 60 feet
160
wide.
160 feet.
160
feet. 150, 60
feet. Okay. All right, so if it's 160 feet, then a spell effect that has a 40-foot radius spread should be able to get the group in the middle and one of the groups on the end, right?
A little bit close, yeah.
And if it's the bridge is 60
I mean, depending
feet.
If you're, like, near the guys on the end when you cast it.
Well, I mean, you can center it wherever.
Okay.
So.
Oh, so it's not something that radiates from you.
No.
Okay.
No.
Yeah,
it's like if you drop something right there, it'll spread out. And if it's 60 feet wide, it'll take up the whole thing.
That's
right.
She's
I can entangle the bridge.
Enough.
So I basically, Craig explains that he can cast a spell that will cause any plant growth of any kind on the bridge, even the little weedlets that are sitting around, to burst forth and entangle everybody in the middle group and the group closest to us. And the group at the other end of the bridge would have to run through it to get to us.
Right. Okay.
And it lasts for a minute.
Okay.
So 10 rounds of combat, it'd be an effect.
Okay.
And then we can rain down death.
If you cast that,
yeah.
Keep a die, that way you can...
Yeah, yeah, I'll keep a counter.
Right.
So
that sounds like a plan.
So, we want to do that?
Should we wait till we're, like, almost to the bridge to cast it so we don't have...
The woods that you guys are staying in right now, they are probably 60 feet from where the first set of four hobgoblins are. So you're going to have at least one round if you're running to get to them or to near them to rattle.
That's what I'm saying.
If I cast it, we're within range weapon range if we move forward 10 feet. You know, because if we're 60 feet away. If we're 60 feet away, then all we have to do is move up our speed, and we can still hit them with whatever. I mean, I use a sling, and that's probably the shortest range weapon that any of us have. Right. So I just didn't know if we wanted to. Well, if we just want, and I mean, anyone who makes it out of the entanglement is just going to come to us. So that means they have to get to us.
They can only move at half speed too, though.
Well, once they're out of it, they can. But I mean, basically, we get to the initiative count, everyone delays until I can cast Entangle, and then...
Right. I mean, you guys can go get your sneak attack round. So if that's what you want to do, go ahead and roll initiatives.
Okay. Good lord. I'm rolling great on initiative. I hope I roll as well.
Eat it!
Eat it!
Eat it! There we go.
And Peddler was listening to you.
Okay, that's fine. If he can do whatever he wants to.
No. No,
18.
So, yeah. So I'm basically just going to say, okay, everybody ready to crossbows or what?
I
don't
know. I got nothing.
Okay.
Stand there and look good.
Yeah, stand on guard. Be ready.
22.
You got your crossbow ready.
Ready.
And one guard.
16.
And
so we
I
just
forgot about
hold
our turn. What'd you get?
22.
Yeah, so just
21. Yeah.
I was like, I rolled really high. I'm the lowest.
Well, I mean, you guys could, if we get a surprise round, you guys could just make attacks.
Right.
It doesn't really matter.
Right.
I mean, they won't be denied their dexterity bonus like they would if they're entangled, but they're still flat. Well, actually, they would. They're still flat-footed.
Right.
So you guys might as well attack.
Yeah.
So, okay, so entering into the surprise round, the peddler says, okay, that's a good idea. That's a great idea. I wish we had more people like you in the army sometimes. And then he starts, he's sitting there, and you get the idea he's going to delay his turn.
Okay.
He starts hopping up and down like he's all excited because he's getting to whip some ass.
Alright.
Excuse me.
Well, I'm going to.
And that makes it Falkara's turn.
Is that surprise round? Sneak attack round?
Surprise round.
Alright, then.
Oh, yeah, you get sneak attack on these guys.
Yeah.
Nice. You can take out a guy with one shot. Fuck.
8.
One second. You miss.
Yeah.
You got a total of 8?
Too bad we don't have bennies in this game.
Yeah.
You can have your jack trunk. Or you can have spike.
No, the question is...
Yeah, she's crying. We got that much.
That one we all figured out.
Where did this arrow go?
They watched it, like, this arrow went, well, let's see, you rolled an 8 total. What did you roll on your actual dice roll?
A
3.
Okay. Or 3, and I got 5.
I was gonna say, if you critically missed, it was a lot worse for you guys. how deep into the trees are you?
Just right at the tree line.
Yeah,
so just deep enough to get, like,
trees,
25% concealment?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
So, this arrow goes, and it hits a tree limb as it goes up, and it clips the tree limb, and goes way wide left, and just goes right off the and you...
That was an angry little girl for a couple seconds there.
Her hand got caught in the strap of the bouncy seat, or the swing.
Oh,
that would do it.
Yeah.
Okay.
One of the hobgoblins goes... And
nature, come here, tie him up, and I cast entangle.
Well, he has it. I was gonna say, okay,
yeah, because I'm
Baron's turn.
Okay, Baron, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to.
So yeah, while that guy's watching the arrow,
it's okay. Hey,
I wanted to try and shoot the one that was watching the arrow.
Excuse me, just there.
He on for his action for a free action of seeing where that came from. He critical, so he knows exactly where you are.
I know, and I'm trying to shoot him.
Okay.
Because I saw him watch the arrow, so I'm going to try and take time.
Okay.
Use my crossbow to shoot him. You know what? I'm going to try and shoot him in the face.
Okay, so -4 to the top shot.
What happened? Dispel?
Come on, don't fail me. 17.
You just hit.
Fuck! Alright.
Roll your damage.
Where's it at? Thank you. I was like, I can't see it. I need to have them all lined up. Alright. 10.
Yes! The other one was looking for that arrow. And he knows in a vicinity of where the bolt came from.
Okay.
Alright, I cast Entangle.
Your turn.
It hits at a point where all the group, the prisoners in the middle of the bridge and the guys on the end are all going to get wrapped up. And it's a reflex save. The DC on it...
So it's 40 feet round?
40 foot radius. I can cast it...
So you're casting it like...
I can cast it 400 feet plus 40 away. Feet per level away, and then it okay, hits a 40 foot radius.
So it's an 80 foot
diameter circle.
I'm just trying to get an idea of how far, much further on the other side of them I go.
It should hit both of them, right?
I think so.
160 feet is 80 feet of bridge. And if they're at the end of the 80 feet of bridge, the outside edge of the entangle will catch the hobgoblin, and the outside edge of the prison.
That's exactly what I'm trying to do. It's a DC 15 reflex save.
Okay.
What? For what purpose?
To see if the furthest guard away is.
Oh, don't even worry about it. If he is, he is. If he isn't, he isn't. I'm not really terribly concerned about it. So if they fail their save, they can't move. They take a minus two. There it is. Okay, interesting. Yeah, they're completely entangled, they can't move. If they make their save, they can move half, but there's neither dex bonus for their AC, and it's like a minus two penalty to all attacks. Same if you're caught, you just can't move. And this is new in Pathfinder. Oh, if the plants in the area are covered in thorns, then you take points of damage. There's no
this
thorns.
Is just like moss.
Yeah.
From whatever.
So, and they have to make the check every round that they're in the attack. So, yeah.
Okay, so DC so what?
15.
It was her left hand. I didn't see anything.
Her left?
Yeah. It's one top down.
That's her right hand.
That's her right hand.
Okay.
My left, sorry. Right. Shut up.
We watched Zombieland last night.
Yeah, that's what Dan said. I'm very excited you guys had a chance to see that.
Electric fence made out of aluminum, but like tall. Like 10 feet tall, so
that's a shame.
Interesting.
One of them critically passed their check.
Okay. Why is it made out of aluminum?
Because you can make it bigger.
Of the three bugbears that are, or the three hobgoblins that are left at the one edge of the bridge, one of them makes their save.
Okay.
So they can move past, but they don't get their...
And the others are locked
two
down.
Of the three of the four like in the center of the bridge around the prisoners, two of them make this.
Okay.
How is there still
like... And for the ones that are tied up, you'll get your sneak attack against them because they're denied their dex bonus. They're flat-footed. So.
Is it on your head?
Okay, so...
So you'll be able to...
It is now Fungar's turn.
You'll be able to whoop some.
It is Fungar's turn.
Well, all right.
How's
get
there
my,
still water and electricity?
My round
counter.
Bungar!
I'm holding my action.
Okay. Because the power plants still keep running until...
The peddler looks out, and he goes... Crap. And then he starts walking in at his normal pace.
Uh-huh.
And towards the end, you see him pick up a... reach into his sack, and then now he's holding something.
Okay.
I want to make a perception check.
Since it's a surprise round, the actual first round of the spell isn't until next round.
It starts now, because he's top of the order.
Okay.
13, I make a perception check.
Yeah.
Okay. It is Pedro's turn, and he walked out. You made a perception for what?
See what he pulled out of his pocket.
It looks like a thing of like liquid fire.
Oh, I'm just curious.
Dude, he's gonna catch the moss on fire and burn them all.
Moss? Does he catch it?
If the DM says the moss catches on fire, the DM says
why doesn't moss catch on fire?
Because it's wet. Wet.
Moss only
goes in. It is now Falkara's turn.
I'm gonna take my crossbow and shoot at one of the ones tied up.
Okay.
Wow. It's a heavy crossbow. I mean, that's
all. Yeah.
It reaches up, and as it goes over the peddler's shoulder, it gets up close to one of the guys that are tied up, and it just kind of drops. It runs out of air. It is now Baron's turn.
Oh, okay. There she goes. She's a happy girl.
I'll look.
What did you do on your last action?
I killed the guard in the face.
I killed the guard in the face.
I kill people in the face.
I killed him in the face.
I'm going to try it again.
All right.
Next one over.
Try killing the same guard.
Try killing him in the face again.
And that's your turn.
Yeah.
Okay. So it is Craig's turn.
Right. Let's see.
We gotta get you rapid reloads. Or some spells that do damage from a distance.
Oh yeah, it's a full round action to reload. She shouldn't have been able to fire this.
She has rapid reloads.
Oh, does she? Good.
Well, she said she did.
Yes,
yeah.
I do.
Awesome. Awesome sauce.
She said she did.
Okay. One second here. Okay, yeah, I'm just gonna draw my sling. And I'm gonna have to move up out of cover to be able to.
So you're gonna move up near, probably 10 feet behind Peddler?
I'm gonna move my full 20.
Okay.
Out of there, just so I can make sure that I'm not gonna take any range penalties.
Okay, so you're 20 feet away from behind Peddler.
Yeah, it's fine.
Off to the side or directly?
Off to the left side.
Okay.
And I'm gonna take a pot shot at one of the guys who's wrapped up. That's 7.
It goes, and then just drops into the moss, and it goes.
Okay.
And it is Fungar's turn.
What are the actions?
Okay, cops are now the men on the bridge.
Fiery rage.
It's now the men on the bridge. The one or the two that made their save are pulling their bows off, and they're loading them for next round. The one that didn't make his save is like. What the
hell? It's a DC 20. Okay, if the it's not reflex saves after this, it's a DC 20 strength check or DC 20 escape hours to get out. And anyone who is still in the vicinity, if they're not entangled, they have to make a reflex save again or be entangled.
Well, no, okay.
Yeah, it's
okay.
If you're not caught,
and then the one who isn't entangled. He already had his bow out, so he's just pulling it back and he's firing, probably at you.
Okay.
Because it. Well, actually, here. Do this then. How's your lows?
Lows.
Alright, you shoot at the peddler.
Nice.
We'll do it a little more fairly than just say probably at you. Does a 23 hit.
I don't know. You fired with the peddler.
Oh, that's right. Since you, yes.
I am not entirely sure. I'm going to guess it will, but, you know, I don't know for sure.
I guess it does.
I could have just said yes. I
mean, yeah.
I'm not sure if it is. If the rest of those prisoners are not friends of Jacariah, then we might have enough to take this dude down.
Yeah.
Wow. 1 point of damage for the area. That's awesome. Okay. Look.
See my dice bag?
Okay.
Your paper?
It is, the three bugbears closest to you guys, one of them made their action so they can move half speed. Or hobgoblins,
okay.
Sorry.
Just making sure.
Things started out bad, and they've only been getting worse. About a year and a half ago, the dead began rising from their graves, and the skull appeared in the heavens. Moon, visible both day and night, hung in the skies, dominating the vision of any who dared look upwards. Day by day, it seemed to grow, to take up far more space than any heavenly body should. Citizens the world over tried to maintain the normalcy of their daily lives, but plague, famine, and the walking dead seemed to be spreading as far as the eye could see. The Gamers Haven Podcast presents Pathfinder, All That Remains. Available for download only at www.gamershavenpodcast.com. You've been listening to the Gamers Haven Podcast. Subscribe to the show by visiting our website at gamershavenpodcast.com, where you can also discuss all things gaming in our forum, drop us an email, or just peruse our episode archives. You can also call us toll-free and leave a message to be played on the show by dialing 1-877-416-1270. That's toll-free, 877-416-1270. On our website, you'll also find our actual play podcasts, chronicling our misadventures through all things role-playing. Enjoy what you hear? Why not support the Gamers Haven by purchasing Gamers Haven merchandise, visiting our affiliates, or just by clicking on our donate button? The Gamers Haven Podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial, Share Alike 3.0 United States License, some rights reserved. Some music in this podcast is used with permission of Joe Hero Band at joehero.com. This is a Thousand Monkeys production.
This concludes the broadcast from World Control.